For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Beloved, as we go through the challenges of our lives on Earth, we are bound to face times of deep sadness and distress. The heavy burdens, tough trials, and tears we experience might make us wonder about the meaning of our life. In such moments, it's important to recall the wisdom of the psalmist who proclaimed, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Psalm 35. Dear friends, stay with me until the end and open your hearts to these words. May God bless you and those around you. God, in His infinite wisdom, has not promised us a life free from pain, but He has assured us that He will be with us through it all. The very essence of His divine nature is love, and it is through His boundless love that He transforms our mourning into dancing, our despair into delight. Our faith is not a shield against tribulation, but it is a source of strength that enables us to endure and overcome. In the Gospel of John, Jesus Himself reassures us, saying, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16, 33. The very Son of God, who bore the weight of our sins on the cross, understands our sorrows and promises us the ultimate joy that comes through Him. Let us also turn our attention to the story of the Israelites, a people who experienced the bitterness of slavery but were led to the promised land by the hand of God. In their journey, God did not remove every obstacle, but He guided them through the wilderness, turning their despair into the jubilant celebration of entering their inheritance. Beloved, God's promises are not contingent upon our circumstances. They are rooted in His unchanging character. When we face adversity, we must cling to the assurance that God is working all things together for our good. Just as a skilled potter shapes clay into a beautiful vessel, God shapes our lives, using even the broken pieces to create a masterpiece of joy. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus declares, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Matthew 5:4. This is not a superficial comfort that merely alleviates our grief, but a divine comfort that transforms mourning into joy. Our Savior, who wept with Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, understands the depths of our sorrow and invites us to trust in His redemptive power. The Apostle Paul, who endured numerous trials for the sake of the gospel, writes in 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Our present sorrows are but a prelude to the eternal joy that awaits us in the presence of God. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, let us lift our eyes from the shadows of despair and fix them upon the radiant promise of joy that God has spoken over our lives. The journey from sorrow to joy is a transformative process, orchestrated by the divine hands of the Almighty. As we surrender our sorrows to Him, He weaves a narrative of redemption that culminates in the crescendo of joy. my dear friends, as we explore the powerful truth that God can change our sadness into happiness, let's think about the incredible impact of forgiveness. Even in our toughest times, God encourages us to show grace and forgive, just as Christ did on the cross. By forgiving others, we break free from the bitterness that can keep us trapped in sadness, creating space for the joy that God wants us to experience. Look at the story of Stephen, a disciple filled with the Holy Spirit, who, while being stoned to death, prayed for his persecutors, saying, "Lord, do not hold this sin against."
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Against them. Acts 7:60. In that moment of excruciating pain and imminent departure from this world, Stephen exemplified the divine principle of forgiveness. This act, seemingly paradoxical in the face of great sorrow, reveals the extraordinary power of God to turn even the gravest injustices into opportunities for redemption and joy. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is not a denial of the pain inflicted upon us, but rather a choice to surrender our right to hold on to that pain. It is a radical act of obedience to God's command to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Matthew 5:44. As we extend forgiveness, we participate in the divine process of turning our sorrow into joy, breaking the chains that hinder the free flow of God's transformative grace. The Apostle Paul, who experienced the depths of sorrow and persecution, encourages us in Ephesians 4:31-32, saying, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you." Through forgiveness, we not only experience the joy of release, but also mirror the divine forgiveness we have received from our Heavenly Father. Furthermore, let us consider the role of gratitude in the journey from sorrow to joy. In the midst of life's challenges, cultivating a spirit of gratitude becomes a powerful weapon against despair. The Apostle Paul, writing from a prison cell, encourages the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always and to express gratitude in all circumstances. Philippians 4:4-6. When we adopt an attitude of gratitude, even in the face of adversity, we acknowledge God's sovereignty over our lives. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have been given, opening our eyes to the countless blessings that surround us. In this shift, we discover that joy is not contingent upon our circumstances, but is a fruit of a grateful heart. Friends, let us anchor our souls in the firm foundation of God's promises. The prophet Isaiah declares, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Isaiah 55:12. This vision of a joyous journey, orchestrated by the Creator Himself, beckons us to trust in His guidance and surrender our sorrows at the foot of the cross. So, in our own lives as we encounter trials and tribulations. Let us remember that perseverance is not merely enduring difficulties, but actively leaning on God's strength to overcome them. The Apostle Paul, who faced numerous hardships for the sake of the gospel, encourages us to run the race with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In doing so, we find that our sorrow is not the end of the story, but rather a stepping stone to a joyous victory. Furthermore, let us explore the transformative power of service and compassion in the journey from sorrow to joy. Jesus, the embodiment of love and compassion, demonstrated that true joy is found in selfless service to others. In washing the feet of his disciples, he not only humbled himself, but also exemplified the joy that comes from sacrificial love. When we extend a helping hand to those in need, we participate in God's redemptive work, bringing light into the darkest corners of sorrow. The Apostle Paul, in Philippians 2:3-4, urges us to consider others above ourselves, looking not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. In this selfless act of service, we find joy that transcends our individual circumstances. Beloved, let us not underestimate the impact of our kindness and compassion. A word of encouragement, a gesture of love, or a simple act of service has the power to transform someone's sorrow into joy. As we become vessels of God's love, we witness the ripple effect of His grace, not only in our lives, but in the lives of those around us. Beloved friends, I implore you to cast your burdens upon the Lord, for He cares for you. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that our Heavenly Father delights in turning our mourning into dancing and adorning us with the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Isaiah 61:3. May the joy of the Lord be our strength, and may His promises sustain us through every season of life. As we leave this video, let us carry with us the assurance that God is faithful, and He will indeed turn our sorrow into joy. Now, let us pray our prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace with humble hearts, acknowledging your sovereignty and majesty. You, O Lord, are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and in your presence we find solace and strength. Today, Lord, we lift up every heart gathered here, every soul yearning for your touch. You are the God who turns sorrow into joy, and we stand on the promise that your love is transformative. Take our burdens, O Lord, and exchange them for the joy that surpasses understanding. Father, we pray for those who are grappling with sorrow and grief, for those who feel the weight of life's challenges pressing upon them. May your comforting presence wrap around them like a warm embrace, bringing peace that goes beyond human comprehension. We also lift up those who are in the midst of trials, facing hardships that seem insurmountable. Grant them the perseverance to endure, the faith to trust, and the assurance that through you they will emerge victorious. Lord, teach us to forgive as you have forgiven us. Release us from the chains of bitterness and resentment, and may the power of forgiveness pave the way for the joy that only your grace can bring. We thank you, Father, for the gift of gratitude. Open our eyes to see your blessings even in the midst of challenges. May a spirit of thankfulness well up within us, cultivating a heart that overflows with appreciation for your goodness. As we journey through life, instill in us the heart of a servant, eager to love and serve others. May our lives be a reflection of your selfless and sacrificial love, bringing joy to those who need it most. finally. Lord, we pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon each person present. Ignite a passion for your word, a hunger for righteousness, and a zeal for your kingdom. May our lives be testimonies of your grace, drawing others into the warmth of your love. In the name of Jesus, the one who conquered sin and death, we offer this prayer with anticipation and faith. Amen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.